You are listening to the New Happy Podcast. My name is Stephanie Harrison, and today we are talking all about how to find alignment. So many of us get caught up in trying to create this perfect life, perfect with a capital P. We've been told that this is the path to happiness, right? For all of our lives. Follow this prescribed path and you will be happy when you get to the end of it. There's a very specific formula that we feel like we have to follow. It's characterized by milestones that we have to meet at certain ages, by possessions, by job titles, by experiences. But if you are a part of our community, you know that doesn't work. It's just old happy messaging, conditioning, all the rest of it. Taking this path won't make you happy unless that is what you truly and authentically want. What will make you happy is living a life of alignment. When we create a life that aligns who we are to what we do, to how we live, to how we connect and serve, we experience not only happiness, but purpose, fulfillment, meaning, joy. And in today's episode, we're going to be covering how you can do just that. We'll start with an overview of a mental model that I find really helpful to conceptualize this idea of alignment. We'll talk about the research, and then we'll dig into some practical tools that you can use to help get started on your path. The mental model, I call it the three levels. Imagine that there are three different levels of existence that we want to align, like dolls stacking into each other or puzzle pieces fitting together. The three levels are yourself, your life, and the world. Within you, yourself, there are all of these different parts whirring and whizzing together. They're not all moving in the same direction, and a lot of them are happening well outside of your awareness. There's your genetic makeup, your history, your dreams and goals for the future, your personality, your physical body, your emotions, your fears, your preferences. There are parts of you that want to be fed and protected, parts of you that want to be stretched and pushed, parts of you that want to be dreaming, and other parts of you that want to be grounded. Parts of you want to focus on yourself, and part of you wants to focus on others. The self is a complicated entity, and to make it even more complicated, it doesn't exist in isolation. It is embedded into the second level, the context that you live in, which is your life. Because you are not only impacted by the life that you're living, but you are also constructed by your engagement with it. While all of our worlds are different, they tend to involve many of the same ingredients: family, friends, work, hobbies, pets, community, a home. And then finally, beyond your life, there is the world at large, the one that is filled with 7 billion other people, all of whom are just as important to themselves as you are to yourself, all of whom are seeking their own happiness. This is the world that impacts us through political movements, culture, technology, art, the planet, and the many other ways in which humans make their mark on the world around them. Once again, we are impacted by this world, and we can make an impact upon it too. These are the three levels that we want to create alignment between. And in doing so, we can unlock a very powerful driver for happiness. Those levels positively reinforce one another, and they create this upward spiral that transforms you and your life and the world around you. The other thing that I think is so special about alignment and why it is so relevant to us in our new happy community is because it is inherently authentic. Because each of ourselves are utterly unique, and therefore each of our lives are utterly unique, and our experience of the same world is utterly unique. That opens up this amazing potential. It means that you are the only one who can define what alignment means for you. Your alignment is yours alone. And that's why some advice you get might ring completely untrue to you, while others really hits you right where you need it. Part of this journey of crafting alignment is exploring and creating it for yourself, where you are in that moment, what your life looks like, what the world looks like, and this adjustment of how you're showing up. The beauty of it is that it's completely personalized. It's for you. And then building off of that, there's this other really important element to mention. Alignment is not something that is a one and done. You know, you can check it off once and then you ignore it. Because, of course, everything is always changing on those three levels. That means that we have to take the time to check in occasionally and find that sweet spot. Move things around, shift things up. You know, we hear a lot about people having life crises or wake-up calls. And I think that often these are moments of awareness when we see with clarity, maybe for the first time, that there is a very large lack of alignment in our lives. We wake up one day and can't believe that this is our life. It's so different from the one that we thought we would be living, or even the one that we thought we were living. It's different from the one that we wanted or what would be more true to us. It's a very true reality that we can quite easily be swept along by life's currents and influenced by who others want us to be and what they want us to do, and shaped by these forces. That's why continuing to check in is such a valuable practice. As we go through these practical steps, keep those things in mind. One, this is a process which takes time, and two, it's an evolution, something to always check in on. It's the journey of your life, and it's not a destination. I think that a really great measure for a successful life is answering the question, am I moving closer to alignment or further away from it? All right, now let's talk practicalities. How do you find alignment in your life? We'll go through each of these levels and talk about some things that you can do at each to start to craft this alignment and embark upon this journey. Let's start with the self and getting to know yourself. Philosophers and psychologists have debated for a really long time about how well we actually can get to know ourselves. But the research is clear that having awareness and self-insight is a powerful driver of well-being, mental health, willpower, emotional intelligence, and meaning in life. When we get to know ourselves and understand that complexity that I mentioned before, we can move towards greater integration of a more coherent identity and a stronger sense of who we are. With that sense of clarity, it's a lot easier to create more alignment in our lives, especially because the self is the level that we have the most control over compared to life and the world, which are often quite uncontrollable. Therefore, it does pay massive dividends to focus on learning about who is really there inside of us. There's some fascinating research about self-awareness, and one of my favorite bodies of work has found that self-awareness doesn't necessarily arise through introspection, despite what we think. Some studies have even found that people who do more introspection are less self-aware, and the more time that they introspect for, the less self-knowledge they have. It's pretty mind-blowing and immediately begs the question, how can this be? Studies from Dr. Tasha Urich and her collaborators have found that it's not necessarily that introspection is bad, it's that we do a poor job of it. The truth is that we simply do not have access to so much of the information in our brains, including the unconscious thoughts, feelings, and motivations, which drive so much of what we do every single day. The default mode of introspection tends to be asking ourselves questions that start with why. Why did I do something? Why do I feel the way I do? Why am I the way I am? But when we ask ourselves why questions, we are not able to get to the truth without having access to that unconscious information. And what tends to happen is we come up with these post hoc rationalizations for why we did something. We tell ourselves stories that fit with our desired self-image of who we want to be, and we actually end up missing the true insight into who we are. Dr. Urich suggests, instead of asking why questions, ask what questions instead. What am I feeling? What kind of person am I? What matters most to me? What makes me feel good? Whenever you catch yourself introspecting and moving into storytelling or trying to attribute something, your actions, to motivations, it's likely that you're answering a why question, even if you asked it of yourself subconsciously. The easy fix here is to start practicing asking what questions of yourself instead for more effective introspection. A few of my favorite questions are, what have I learned from the challenges I'm experiencing? What are the feelings that I'd like to have every day? What am I feeling now? What makes me lose track of time? What am I curious about? What would I do if money was no object? What matters most to me? Take them one at a time, and one fun way to do this, and to do it in community, is to find somebody in your life who is also on this journey of creating alignment and work through the questions together. You can ask them of each other, share feedback, ask deeper questions to help them to introspect. This can be a really powerful way to get to know yourself a little bit more and to strengthen your relationship at the same time. You can also consider asking for feedback from people in your life, and specifically asking people who you trust and who have your best interests at heart. Whether that's a colleague at work, your friends, or your family, ask them what they see as best within you, when they've seen you light up, what they think you excel at, what they love most about you. This can offer helpful clues and point you down pathways to continue investigating more and more. Now let's talk about the second level, your life. Just like the self, your life has many different parts. When I say finding alignment, a lot of us jump specifically to thinking about our careers, and it might bring up thoughts for you like, I have to get a new job to be aligned. While, of course, anywhere that you spend 40 hours or more a week is important for your overall alignment, it is not the only place to find it. I'll share a really quick story about this. I remember when I first discovered that I had a great passion and interest in positive psychology. And I was not in a position where I could switch careers or jobs at the time. I was working in a role that was, I was required to stay there because of the visa that I was on. So I spent a lot of time moaning about that and feeling really stuck, feeling like the only thing that I could do was to change my job, and otherwise I was being untrue to myself. One day I realized, though, that this was completely incorrect. There was a lot I could still do. I could find other opportunities to honor this passion within me. That actually led to me starting my very first blog, where I wrote about these studies and what I was interested in. Ultimately, that led me to apply to go to grad school to get my degree in positive psychology. As I did that, I started to notice more and more opportunities to find alignment. I wasn't working on it in my job at LinkedIn, but I decided that there was nothing stopping me from sharing what I was learning with my colleagues and the people within our organization. So I started to give little workshops and lead meditations and teach people, integrate what I was learning into meetings, talking to our leaders about it, all of which created more alignment without ever formally switching my role. By looking around at these other opportunities and areas of our life for alignment, we can find these new possibilities. There's your family, your home, your friends, your community, your hobbies, side projects, fun, recreation, if applicable, your religion or your faith or your spiritual practices. There are many ways to translate what we learn about ourselves into meaningful change in our lives, bridging who we are to how we live. Let's say that through your introspection, you have an insight that one of your most important values in life is compassion. You can take a look at those different areas of your life and ask, how is this helping me to be more compassionate? How is this teaching me how to share compassion with others and for myself? Are the people in my life bringing out this value in me and supporting it? Where am I able to honor this? And if not, what can I do differently? As you think about your life and reflect on how it is currently aligned or not aligned to yourself, recognize that this can sometimes be a painful process, particularly if we discover gaps between what we say matters to us and what we're doing, or what we want our lives to be and what they look like today. That's okay. And I really want you to be gentle with yourself. This is not about being perfect, okay? Let's not apply any old happy nonsense here. This is about gently and compassionately creating something that works for us. Any gap we notice is a chance to revisit that part of ourselves or our lives with love and awareness in order to find greater alignment. Again, there is no such thing as perfect alignment. There is only moving towards more of it. There's a really wonderful exercise I love to help you to create more alignment in your life. It's called the Best Possible Selves exercise. In multiple studies, it has been shown to lead to increased well-being, optimism, positive emotions, and reduce negative emotions and depressive symptoms. It's very simple. Take a few minutes to imagine the best possible life you can. As you do so, think about all of those relevant areas of your life, the ones that I just mentioned. Your career, your school, relationships, hobbies, health, relationship with yourself, mental health, impact, community. What would each of those areas look like in your best possible future? set aside 10 to 15 minutes and write continuously about the image you see in your mind's eye. Be as specific as you can, but don't worry about perfect spelling or grammar. Just let it flow out of you. You can do this for one day, or you can repeat it for a few days in a row. I also think it's really helpful to repeat this exercise once a year or so as a way of helping to facilitate that process of continual alignment. And of course, this leads us to the final part, the final level, the world. As anyone who is a part of our community knows, I firmly believe that you cannot find lasting happiness by caring solely about the first two levels, about yourself and your own life. Because true happiness arises when we integrate our authentic selves with the world around us, when we use our gifts to help serve the world. Because in doing so, we not only become our greatest possible selves, but we also leave the greatest possible impact on others, on our communities, and make the world a better place. There are two particular questions that I think are extraordinarily useful for helping to identify what you'd like this level to really look like. The first question is, if I had a magic wand, what problem in the world would I fix? And the second question is, what challenges or situations have I overcome that I would like to help other people to either avoid, get through, or heal from? The answer to these questions can provide you with so much insight into a purpose that you'd like to pursue, the mark you'd like to make on the world. There's another really powerful practice here, which I call finding a purpose role model. This is someone who inspires you, not because of what they have or their renown, but how they make a difference in the world. Once you have identified somebody, you can dig a little bit deeper. For example, if you're inspired by Kamala Harris, and honestly, who isn't? What exactly is it about her that makes you go, wow? Is it that she is a trailblazer? Is it her dedication to public service? Get deep and narrow. You'll find more clues for yourself. Because politics might not actually be well aligned to yourself and to your life. But maybe what inspires you is women's empowerment. And that can be pursued in any number of ways and crafted and aligned to yourself and your life. There are hundreds of ways that you could start to work towards that. Right now, you could mentor young girls. You could start a women's community group. You could become a coach specializing in helping women. You could volunteer at a local women's shelter. You can phone bank for female candidates in politics. You can learn about it in school. There are just so many paths available to you. And by going through these exercises to know what it is that you would like to use your gifts for, you can start to craft a path that is aligned for you, that works for you uniquely. And really, that's what finding your new happy is all about. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, you can share them with us at community@thenewhappy.com or on Instagram or Twitter @newhappyco.